other people get infected from one case on average. Gabriela Emanuel, NPR News.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses, from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. That's the Northern Symphonia of England. Conductor Richard Hickok sends a music written by Sir Edward Elgar, his May Song, for you here on a May afternoon. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues now. And we've got, coming up, a marvelous guitar concerto. John Williams and the English Chamber Orchestra have the first concerto by Mario Casanuovo Tedesco. And for trumpet and piano, a little something for you called the Rose Variations by one Robert Russell Bennett. All ahead here on this Tuesday afternoon. We have the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic and conductor Michael Laus joining us next. We've got something for you from a composer born in 1931 on the island of Malta, one Charles Camilleri, who was born into a musical family and became an expert on Maltese folk music and Mediterranean music in general, as evidenced in the following collection of orchestrated Mediterranean dances. Here they are with the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. From Maltese composer Charles Camilleri, Mediterranean Dances for Orchestra. Conductor Michael Laus and the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic with that performance on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 12:26 is the time. And on the way in about 10 minutes is the English Chamber Orchestra and guitarist John Williams for Concerto No. 1 by Mario Casanuovo Tedesco. A lovely guitar concerto is on the way on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Theatre Lawrence, presenting The Addams Family, a musical for the entire family, June 5th through 7th, 11th through 14th, and 18th through the 21st. Tickets and more at theodorelawrence.com. And the LMH Health Cancer Center, offering full-service cancer care from diagnostics to treatment to recovery, all in one place. More information is available at lmh.org/cancercare. Right now on the KU campus, it's 77 degrees, warming up to 85 today. Sky is mostly sunny. Tonight, cloudy, though, a low of 53. Tomorrow should be sunny with a high of 79. Here's a little chamber music for trumpet and piano, music by composer Robert Russell Bennett, who was an American composer born in 1894. He came from Kansas City and born into a musical family with a father who played violin with the Kansas City Symphony and a mother who was a piano teacher. He learned the art of music first from them. He would go on to become quite well known for his orchestration of Broadway and Hollywood musicals from the likes of Irving Berlin, Gershwin, Jerome Kern, and Cole Porter. What we'll listen to, was written in 1955 for trumpet and piano, known as the Rose Variations, played by David Hickman and pianist Pauline Soderholm on KPR. Written in 1955, Rose Variations for trumpet and piano, music by American composer Robert Russell Bennett, played by trumpeter David Hickman and pianist Pauline Soderholm on Kansas Public Radio. 12:38 now, and at the top of the hour, NPR News. We're live, we're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 91.3 Junction City, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. Glad you could be with us on a Tuesday afternoon. No matter how you get your news of the day, whether that's in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, Your support ensures KPR will always be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or down the street. KPR never lets up in its commitment to serve our listeners, because you matter. Make a difference. Donate now at that website, KansasPublicRadio.org. And thank you for your support. Ready to bring you the English Chamber Orchestra now, led by Sir Charles Groves. Guitarist John Williams is in on things as well. We have a guitar concerto now, one written in 1938 by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, at the request of the great guitarist Andre Segovia, who around that time was looking to expand the repertoire for the guitar. This is a very often recorded concerto, Tedesco's first in D major, next on KPR. A concerto crafted in 1938, Guitar Concerto No. 1 in D by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, performed by the English Chamber Orchestra, Sir Charles Groves conducting, and guitarist John Williams. The time is 1 p.m., and stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us, among other things, something called the Hebridean Symphony by English composer Granville Bantock. We've got that, and quite a bit more still to come on KPR. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. Support for news on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Incumbent. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from DuckDuckGo, who believes AI should be optional and private. That's why they created Duck.ai, where users can chat privately with AI, no tracking. Learn more at Duck.ai. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The players of Le Concert Spirituel, conductor Hervé Niquet, and French music of the Baroque time, a chacane by composer Joseph Baden de Bois-Mortier on Kansas Public Radio. Welcoming you to our 1 p.m. hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along, and coming up, looking forward to sharing a powerful English work with you, a piece from composer Granville Bantock called The Hebridean Symphony. We'll hear that later with the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic. It's a grand symphony and a piece of wonder, coming up in a bit. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Nieuwand House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NewvonHouse.com. Here's the Arden Trio, and from Franz Josef Haydn, Piano Trio No. 28 in D, next on KPR. From Franz Josef Haydn, Piano Trio No. 28 in D, played by the Arden Trio on Kansas Public Radio. 124 at the KU campus. We're live. We're local. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, and online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks very much for being with us here on a Tuesday afternoon. NPR News awaiting us at the top of the hour. And awaiting us this Friday night is Flash Gordon, here to save the universe at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. Join us at Liberty Hall on Friday night for a Flash Gordon double feature, first a chapter from the 1936 serial with Buster Crabbe, followed by the 1980 big-budget epic starring Sam Jones. The fun starts at 7 p.m. on Friday at Liberty Hall. Tickets will be available at the door. Support for classical music on KPR comes from St. Joseph, Missouri, home to 14 area museums, 3 national historic trails, landmark architecture, and the Kansas City Chiefs summer training camp. Details at stjomo.com. That's stjomo.com. And friends of the press, Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu. Next, we're ready to bring you the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic and conductor Adrian Lieper. We've got an English symphony for you next by composer Granville Bantok. It was composed in 1913 and has been described as dreamy and atmospheric, conjuring up images of sea mist and ancient legend of English highlands. They call this the Hebridean Symphony. There's the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic on Kansas Public Radio. An English symphony composed in 1913 by Granville Bantok, the Hebridean Symphony, performed by the Czechoslovak State Philharmonic, conducted by Adrian Lieper, today on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned next for NPR News. All other hour of classical music awaits us, and in the next hour we have works from Czech composers. Music by Bedřich Smetana from Mávlast and the Czech Suite by Antonín Dvořák. That plus a little music by Franz Schubert and others. That's all ahead here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including an evening with David Sedaris, a cappella group Straight No Chaser, plus more. Details are at lead.ku.edu. 79 degrees here on the KU campus, on our way to a high of 86 under mostly sunny skies. This is KPR.
With All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered today from 3 to 7 at your place for NPR News. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporium, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the University of Kansas, working to address major challenges in disease prevention and treatment, sustainable energy solutions, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu.
Listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. There's the ensemble Camerata Transylvania, and from French composer Jean Francais, a short prelude, prelude number 5 for strings, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon. Welcome once more. Jeff Watson here, and classical music continues on a Tuesday afternoon. This hour will bring you a few Czech pieces, such as the Czech Suite by Antonín Dvořák, plus pianist András Schiff will be along to play a Schubert impromptu. That's all just ahead. Staatskapelle Dresden and conductor Pavo Berglund have our next performance. It's from Czech composer Bedřich Smetana, and it's one of the tone poems from his most famous collection of such, his symphonic cycle known as Mávlast, a collection of tone poems written in the late 19th century that were all in some way about the beauty of the Czech countryside, as was this tone poem written in October of 1875, which tells no real story but is all about the beauty of the landscape, as was the Moldau, the most famous poem from that collection. We will listen to From Bohemia's Woods and Fields. Here's Staatskapelle Dresden on KPR. Written in 1875 by Bedřich Smetana, one of the tone poems that make up the symphonic cycle Mávlast, we heard From Bohemia's Woods and Fields, played by Staatskapelle Dresden, conducted by Pavo Berglund on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 1:21 now, and there's more Czech music in just about 10 minutes when the Czech Philharmonic has Antonín Dvořák's Czech Suite. That's still to come here on a Tuesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, providing solutions for mold, asbestos, and other indoor environmental quality issues since 1982, for clients ranging from private homeowners and realtors to corporations. More information at cromwellenvironmental.com. And the Per Aspera, a Kansas history podcast presenting a live listening event of 12 to Freedom, about those who risked all to escape slavery. Hosted by KPR's Kay McIntyre, May 20th, 6:30 p.m. at 10th and Mass Studio in Lawrence. Pianist Andras Schiff here next on KPR. For a little bit of music by Schubert, we'll hear Impromptu number 3 in B flat major on Kansas Public Radio. Impromptu number 3 in B flat major by Franz Schubert, played by Andras Schiff on Kansas Public Radio. It is 2:34, and at 3 p.m., it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. And you can catch more classical music tonight between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. Coming up this Friday, it's going to be some high-flying sci-fi at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. It's going to be all Flash Gordon. He began in the comics, but soon landed on the screen. And we'll see Chapter 1 of the 1936 Flash Gordon serial, plus the 1980 reboot with music by Queen. That'll be on 7 p.m. Friday evening at Liberty Hall, made possible by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Kansas Trails Incorporated, supporting, coordinating, and elevating Kansas Trails as key assets for outdoor recreation, community health, tourism, and rural vitality. Details at kstrails.org. More Czech music next on KPR, played appropriately enough by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra. From Antonín Dvořák, we have music we wrote in 1879, based, as he often did, on Czech folk tunes. The Czech Suite, next on Kansas Public Radio. Completed in 1879, The Czech Suite by Antonín Dvořák, performed by the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's now just about 3 p.m., All Things Considered from NPR News is just ahead. And later tonight, you can catch more classical music between 7 and 9 this evening. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson, and I want to thank you for joining me, as always, for classical music in the afternoon. And I'll have more for you at noon tomorrow, right here at your place, for NPR News classical music and everything that we have at KPR. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org. It is 82 on the KU campus tonight, mostly cloudy skies, a low of about 50, tomorrow sunny, with a high of 79. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area, and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE. It's 3 o'clock.